Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another fun-filled edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthews, I am of course William Ramo. What's up, Mac?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm all right. You know, just a typical Sunday evening. You know, our usual day. You know, we're gonna talk a little baseball. You know, talk about that perfect game that happened a couple of days ago. Then switch gears with the local teams, you know, the Mets and the Yankees. Then shift gears with, you know, the NBA playoffs, the pending free agency with LeBron, and, you know, talk a little professional, you know, wrestling. And, you know, leave the phone line open for callers to talk about sports, entertainment. You know the deal. So, I guess without further ado, you know, we'll talk about the perfect game, or the near perfect game.
Yeah, the near perfect game.
Yeah, Andres Galarraga threw the best game of his career. Fortunately, he has nothing to show for it because Jim Joyce he miscalled the runner. It was Detroit versus was it the Indians, I believe?
Yeah, it was against the Indians.
Right. Yeah, he called the guy the last batter, which would have been the 27th batter, out. I mean.
Yeah, I think it was Jason McDonald. Jason Donald, I think. of the Indians that you he said that he beat Galarraga to first base, which on replay it showed that Galarraga beat Donald to first base, and that could have given him the perfect game right there. But damn, Jim Joyce with his damn Goose Gossage mustache blew the call.
Yep, he blew the call. There's no way around it, you know. But here's one guy you have to give him credit. Andres Galarraga, after the blown call, he was the only guy who maintained his composure. You would assume he would have been the first guy to have been ripping Jim Joyce into shred, but
yeah.
And this guy's professionalism really made him a star.
Yeah.
It made him even a bigger star than if he had threw the no-hitter. So, I mean, the perfect game, because he would have been the 21st player in Major League history to throw a perfect game.
Right.
But because of this, it actually made him even more famous because, you know, he was so close to perfection and, you know, a bad umpiring call by Jim Joyce, you know, ruined his chance at immortality. But kudos to him. After the bad call, you know, he didn't get upset. He was shocked, though. He was shocked, of course, but you know, he maintained his composure. And you gotta credit Jim Joyce. I mean, he could have been, you know, most of the time these umpires are, you know, they want to get attention, and you know, if they're wrong, they'll toss people out and, you know,
yeah,
try to get famous. But you gotta give the guy credit, even though he made a mistake. You know, he stood there. He let Miguel Cabrera, you know, dog on him, and then after they got the last out, the true last out to end the game, Jim Leland, the Tigers manager, was dissing him badly, but he just stood there and took it.
Yeah, and you know, Jim Joyce, I mean, he showed that he was remorseful. You know, he cried after the game, the day after, at that game, and game after the day after, at this next game, they presented Jim Joyce with the lineup card from the previous day, and him and Galarraga hugged.
Yeah.
So you know, Galarraga showed that, you know, he wasn't mad at Jim Joyce for blowing the call or nothing. So like you said, Galarraga, he showed true sportsmanship.
Class. And Jim Joyce, you know, after the thing, he went on the interview and he really, you know, he really revealed how it affected him, that, you know, this was the call of his life, and he, you know, threw the crap out of the call, and, you know, that, you know,
hey,
you know, what was
he's
that?
He's playing like a bitch.
I would say like that, but I mean, you can see the guy actually, you know, he really cared, you know, that he screwed it up. Well, he screwed the call, and you gotta give the guy a credit. You know, Major League Baseball gave him a chance to, you know, they gave him an opportunity if he didn't want to, you know, because he was gonna be the home plate umpire of the game. They gave him a pass to, you know, if you want to, you know, avoid this situation, you know, not call the game, you know, have the day off, and he was man enough to, you know, to take the beating that he's gonna get from the fans for blowing the call.
But the fans also supported him, so, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I'm saying, like, you know, because, you know, they assumed, Major League Baseball assumed he was going to get his, you know, they were going to, you know, rip into him because, you know, he had the horrible call.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing, he went, you know, he stood up to, you know, he took his, you know, he got the taste of his medicine, and, you know, they created a baseball moment with him and Galarraga, you know, getting the baseball card with the lineup of that game. And, you know, they you know, buried the whole situation was ended, you know, with class and dignity. Unfortunately, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was somebody, you know, send somebody or some people sent death threats to Jim Joyce because of the call.
I heard that there's this guy named Jim Joyce who shared his, you know, shared the same name with the umpire, and that guy received death threats, even though he's not the real Jim Joyce.
Oh my gosh.
So the real Jim Joyce also got death threats too?
I believe so.
Oh. Well, that's messed up, man, because the guy was remorseful.
Yeah,
and he apologized, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was as brutally honest as he said. He said as soon as the game was over, he went into the clubhouse. He admitted, you know, he saw it, and as soon as he saw it, he felt bad, and, you know, he admitted. He's one of the few managers. That's why this guy's umpired for all these years. I'd say 10 years or so.
Yeah.
This guy was man enough to admit he had a mistake. How many umpires do you see nowadays, you know, when they make a mistake? You know, they insult the player and the manager, and then they toss people out, you know, trying
yeah.
to get famous on TV. You know, that's why I always say the best umpires are the ones you don't know their name. If you know their name, then they ain't doing a good job. Like Angel Hernandez, man, he's like the worst umpire I've ever seen in my life. This guy, Mets and Yankee fans agree with this guy, that this guy's horrible. This guy's always trying to, you know, do a horrible call against the New York team, especially the Mets. I mean, this guy wants to be attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy's brutal.
But, you know, like with the Jim Joyce blown call now people are calling for instant replay for every blown call now.
Yeah, but
and that's gonna slow down the game even more.
I know Celik's not gonna do it. They're not gonna do it because Celik didn't even overturn the call, even though it's unanimous that Galarraga should have had the perfect game.
Yeah,
because they know this would open a can of worms once they say, oh, this guy was was safe. I mean, this guy was a perfect game. Then other people are gonna be like, hey. You know, like let's say CC Sabathia when they called that play error instead of they called that base hit instead of an error, which prevented him from getting a no hitter or a perfect game.
Yeah.
He was with the Brewers that year before he came to the Yankees in 08. You know, that's gonna open up. I would assume that it's. You know, it's too late. I mean, you know what I mean? The times of, you know, reviewing is, you know, way past, you know, the time for you to review it. But once future stuff like that happen, you know, once you get to that, you know, once the game's over and, you know, days pass, it's going to, once you set the precedence for one of these incidents, it's going to, you know, open up more controversial decisions in the future, so that's why C-League decided not to overturn the ruling.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him. I mean, you should let umpires judge. I mean, if they make a call, you should stick with it. You shouldn't change it the next day. No, but as far as this instant replay goes, I'm against it because I only want instant replays for, like, home runs that are, you know, argued whether they're foul or a home run, but other than that, I don't want instant replay for, like, an error or a blown pitch or something. It's going to slow down the game even more. I mean, baseball is a three-hour game.
Yeah.
Instant replay is going to make it 4 hours, so I don't want that.
At least. Hey, me and you are in agreement. You know, interleague play, I'm a baseball purist. You know, I want the game the way how, you know, it was supposed to be, you know, how it was set up.
Yeah.
With the you know, the pitchers hitting and
oh, I don't want that now. I don't want that.
Yeah, I'm a baseball purist. I mean, but it, you know, I do like, you know, playing the American League ballpark, and I have that. It does give me the option to, like, let's say if one of my star players are hurt, they could still be in the lineup. You know, I like that little what's the word I'm looking for? It's, you know, it gives a little, you know, change, and, you know, with you guys, if you have a defensive liability, like when you had Giambi, you could have him DH.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if Delgado was still on the Mets, you know, you could have had him play a little DH. Or
yeah.
If someone's, you know, not playing good on defense, you could have that DH if you go to the other league. But I love the game. I love the National League style of game. You know, it's a speed. It's an old school type of, you know, baseball. You know, you bundle guys over in a crucial situation. You know, you pinch run. You know, stuff like that. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, that's old, like you said, it's old school. I mean,
I love to see the pitcher hit. You know, because it gives that element of surprise.
These pitchers can't hit. That's the problem.
Some of them can.
Most of them can't.
Most of them can't, but that's what gives
90% of pitchers can't hit.
Yeah, but that gives the element of surprise because, you know, you never know if someone could get a hit.
Man, that's a waste.
Like Dontrelle Willis, Michael Owens, Devon Hernandez.
And, you know, these pitchers, if you have the pitcher hitting, that's going to risk them having injuries, even more injuries than they already have. I mean, this is not the 50s or 60s. Pitchers shouldn't be hitting anymore. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
How would you feel if your boy, your guys could get, you know, spend their whole career in the major league and they never get their first major league hit?
Who cares? That their main job is to pitch.
You'd be the first guy celebrating. Let's say Jabba Chamberlain. I don't know if he ever had a hit. If he got a hit off the Mets, you'd be cheering. Wouldn't you be happy
if he finally
got a hit?
No, to be honest with you, I really wouldn't care. No, I wouldn't.
What about if it's 0-0 and he gets an RBI hit?
Well, maybe, yeah, but, I mean, it's not that important. Like, that's like saying I want to see a hitter pitching. I don't want to see Jeter freaking done in the ninth inning closing out the game.
Well, he wouldn't be closing out the game.
Well, it's the same situation as Jabba. That's a Jabba situation you're coming up with.
So, would you talk about something that naturally happened? The pitcher would have to, the manager would be the one that would have to put the guy, switch the guy and put him in the game.
Jabba has played in the American League. He's never hit. Or maybe in interleague, but that's about it.
That's my whole point.
Man, I don't care about that.
Yes, you do, man. You lying,
man. No, I don't.
You just want to be an American League homer.
No, I'm telling you the truth. This is why the American League is so tough. You're going through 9 hitters. There's no easy outs in the lineup.
For you guys,
in the National League, there's an easy out. Because that's why, you know, the National League is so easy. You know, this is why the National League gets their ass kicked every year in the All-Star game.
You talk about recently. Because historically, National League always whooped the American League's butt.
Yeah, in the past.
When it was competitive. When the players actually cared about, you know, the All-Star game. When the teams actually wanted to whoop the other team's butt, because before interleague play, they never, other than a World Series, those players hardly face each other.
Wait a second. In the past, it was more of an exhibition. Now, it means something, though.
Oh, come on, man. You can't tell those old school players that. The old school players in a stipulation, winner wins home field advantage in the World Series. Those guys play for pride.
I don't know about that, because, you know.
Oh my God. So you said when Pete Rose collided with Ray Fosse in the All-Star game, that they weren't playing hard?
Well, and also,
The 70 All-Star game, I think?
I'd say that the All-Star games were more exciting for the fans because they didn't get to see players that they never saw before. As far as the players, I mean, it was just an exhibition.
It was exciting for both stuff historically.
More for fans, I'd say.
Now it's more for the fans now.
I'd say now it's more for the players. Fans are really, I don't think fans care about it that much as they did in the past.
Why are the fans voting? Why are the fans voting in the All-Star game?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, fans voting, but I mean, like, this, it doesn't have the same juice as it did in the past, you know?
And you agree with me, yeah. The past was better because the players didn't need a stipulation.
Because it was an exhibition game.
It was an exhibition game, but those guys played it like if it was a real game because they cared about the game. They loved and respect the game. Look at the 03, the 03 All-Star game. The one when when the game that ended in a tie. Barry Bonds didn't even stay at the end of the game. He got out of the game, he left. Those guys didn't care. They act like, you know, you see Torrey Hunter robbing a home run from Barry Bonds. He's smiling and laughing and joking around. These guys, they didn't play it seriously. They didn't take it seriously like, you know, their predecessors, you know, because there was no interleague play at that time. Those guys never, unless if they faced in the World Series, they never faced those type of players.
So you're saying that players in the past took more seriously than they do now?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Even though it means something. Now it means, like, you know, if one league wins, they go to that team gets home court advantage in the World Series.
Now,
you have these managers making pitching decisions, important pitching decisions.
Yeah,
the later innings.
Now they care. Now the modern player cares now because they put the stipulation in there. Now it's not an exhibition game anymore.
Exactly.
Now it matters. They forced it. They forced the exhibition game to matter. Back in the days, even though it was an exhibition, it mattered because they were playing for pride. They were playing for their league. But nowadays, all these players, you know, they get traded and they go to free agency. They don't stay in the same league. There's no league allegiance anymore. It's just what team's gonna give me the highest money, and I'll just go to whatever team. There's no loyalty among in baseball anymore. Only a few players like Jeter and Mariano, or guys who's been in their leagues for their whole career. Guys who's been in their league and in their team for their entire career. Those are the type of guys who care about, you know, the American the All-Star game and their league.
Well, you know, I'm going back to the pitcher hitting. I mean, I'm sorry, man. I'm against that. I think it's old school. I think we need to move on. This is 2010, not 1910. You know, pitchers should not be hitting. It should be hitting, and it shouldn't be base running either.
So if Mariano hit a home run, you wouldn't get excited?
Well, of course I would.
Okay,
but
then that's my point right there.
Saying I wouldn't want him to be hitting though every day or every 5 days or whatever. I mean, yeah, of course it would be exciting to see him get a hit, but, I mean, I don't want to see him hit, period. You know, I mean,
that's a whole element of the
it's old school.
There's more strategy. Would you admit there's more strategy in the National League game than American League?
That's because you have the pitcher hitting.
Yeah, but let's say if you have Santana and he's throwing a three-hitter shutout.
Right.
And he's getting he's leading. Let's say the score is nothing. Let's say it's nothing. And you got somebody in scoring position, or let's say on second.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, let's say, two outs. You could choose. Hey, maybe should I leave Santana in so he could try to, hopefully, you know, he'll knock in the run and they'll take the lead and he could, you know, pitch the complete game. Or should I bring in a pinch hitter and, you know, maybe hopefully the guy I bring in next, you know, that guy will knock in the run and then bring in K-Rod to try to save the game. There's more strategy to the thing, you know, defensive replacements, double switches.
There's strategy with American League team too. I mean, not only a National League team. I mean,
but there's more strategy in the National League. The American League style is more like, you know, wait for the three-run home run.
It's a tougher league though. I mean, it's a tougher league for pitchers to pitch against.
Well, yeah, you know, because there's an extra batter, and the DH guy
exactly.
is a guy who can hit.
I mean, wouldn't you want to go against a tougher lineup than a weaker lineup with a pitcher batting?
Yeah, but there's no strategy. It don't matter how your guys are pitching in the American League. You can leave the guy in, like, and maybe the team will hit a three-run home run, and he could take the lead back. there's not that much strategy. That's why, you know, there's more likely a guy's going to throw a complete game in the American League than in the National League, because he doesn't have to worry, unless if he's a good hitter, you know, for as a pitcher, and he's a good defensively, he's going to get taken out of the game, you know.
And you're talking about the American League hits home runs. Remember, chicks dig the long ball. They don't dig the screwball.
We're not talking about the home run derby. We're talking about.
No, you said the American League. You know that's why American League hits home runs. Well, yeah, the chicks dig the long ball. They like home runs, so.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that. You need to hit the home run too, but sometimes you're facing a ace pitcher, and you know this guy's a strikeout ground ball pitcher, and he's not going to be easy to hit home runs off of. You're going to have to try to find a way to scratch some runs.
Yeah, but that's not what American Leagues are doing.
Once you're in the bottom of the ninth, man, and you got a guy in scoring position, you don't need a home run. All you need is a well placed hit to score the winning run. That's all you need. You don't need to be dramatic and hit. If you hit a home run, that's great. That's awesome. But you gotta play strategically.
Right. Well, I guess we'll disagree to your.
I'm not available right now, but if you leave your phone number, I'll get back to you.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5.
Hey, Will? Yeah, sorry about that, man. My damn phone, you know. But we're back now.
Cool, man. We're back. So, apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for that impromptu technical difficulties, but we're back on the air. And,
technical difficulties on the sports.
Technical difficulties? But, yeah, I guess we'll switch locally, talk about my Mets. It was a great win for them. They were trailing 5-0 to the Marlins. Ricky Nolasco was pitching for the Marlins. I think he went 5 2/3, and he opposed Isamori Takahashi, which Yankee fans are very familiar with that guy.
Yeah. Saw him one time this year, but. A great game.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. Did he pitch good or bad against us?
He pitched good against you guys, but unfortunately, once he came out of the game, Elmer Descens pitched the game, and you guys, that was the only game you guys, you know, actually won in this series.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you know, you guys faced Johan and Pelfrey, so.
Right.
And, of course, you know what happened then.
Yeah, we won the game. And we went right on to lose the next two games.
Yep. Hopefully that'll happen in the Bronx.
I doubt it.
Hopefully that'll be the Mets' first home series win. I mean, road victory win.
That's going to be a bloodbath right there.
Yeah, you just like in 08.
You never bring up last year. You always bring it up years ago.
I don't have to bring up last year. You guys always bring up last year and 2000 all the time, so I don't have to bring up.
You bring up 2000. You bring up 2000 more than Yankee fans do.
Because you guys are rubbing in people's face all the time. That's why I don't even have to say nothing.
2000? We bring up 2000 more than you do?
Heck yeah.
It seems like you're always bringing up 2000.
You guys bring up 2000.
You want to get revenge on the Yankees? Come on.
Oh, yeah. You darn right I want to get revenge on the
Why don't you worry about going to World Series first before you worry about getting revenge?
Hey, that's what I care about. I want to win World Series against anybody.
Yeah, but first you have to get there in order to get revenge, don't you?
That's what I'm saying. I want to win.
But you have to get to World Series before you get revenge.
It would make it extra sweeter if it was against you guys. But once I get that, you know, my first taste of watching my team win the championship, you know, it's going to make it sweet.
Okay.
But I only want the rematch if I finally beat you guys.
Oh. Well, keep worrying about that rematch.
Say what?
I said keep worrying about that rematch.
Hey, I'm worried about my team going to the World Series.
Yeah, that's what you should be worried about.
But the Marlins
I'm worried about a rematch. That might not even happen.
Hey, it might not. But you guys might not have a rematch with us either.
Do you ever see the Yankees saying, oh, we want a rematch with the Mets?
Yes, you did, son. You lying, man. I remember
Yankees, you hear Yankee fans saying that? In the World Series, you want a rematch with the Mets?
Yes. Not the Mets. You said that you want a rematch with the Marlins. I mean the Marlins.
I'm talking about the Mets. This has nothing to do. I'm talking about the Mets.
You guys already beat us. You don't need the rematch.
No, but do you hear Yankee fans even ever saying that though?
Because you beat us. You want a rematch with the D-backs and the Marlins? Because they whooped you guys, but when they faced you guys.
Man, nobody cares about the D-backs right now. Or the Marlins.
What was that?
Nobody cares about the D-backs or the Marlins, please.
Well, I agree with that, but you guys do.
Yankee fans just worry about getting to the World Series. Whoever's there will play.
Yeah, right, but you guys were saying you wanted to face those guys because, you know, they beat you guys and you wanna get your revenge on those guys.
Yeah, that's probably a year or a couple of years after they beat us, but I mean, it's been 10 years. You always hear Yankee fans still saying, okay, we want to rematch with the D-back. Come on.
You can hear that after they whooped your guys' butt.
Come on. You still hear Yankee fans saying that?
Well, I don't know. You guys are thinking about your championship. You know,
Yeah, I mean, we're thinking about winning a World Series. I mean, we're not. We don't care who we play. Come on.
You guys did it a couple of years ago before you guys won another title.
We just want to go to the World Series, and whoever's there, we'll play them.
You guys, you know the Yankees, you know, and you know they had a good win today too. Of course, you know Mets, you know, swept the Marlins, but you know Yankees, you know, they avoided the sweep.
Yeah, they salvaged the game. What's his face? Vasquez. He's been pitching good lately. Won two out of his last three games. So we salvaged the third game of this three-game series. Unfortunately, Toronto won the first two games. But, you know,
yeah,
he won the last game. And Robinson Cano, he had another good game. Drove in two runs today. So going back to Baltimore to face the Orioles. Hopefully we could sweep them at their place.
Oh, well, yeah. You guys are that's like Yankee Stadium South. Over there.
Yeah, it is.
Down in Toronto. Not Toronto, Tampa.
You guys over there. In Yankee Stadium North. South would be Florida, right?
Right, yeah. South would be Florida.
Yeah. Go down there. What did he play? Camden Yards? That's what they play,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know if they still call it Camden Yards or now Oriole Park at Camden Yards. I mean,
it was always
called Camden Yards. I guess it's still technically called Camden Yards.
I don't know what the hell they call it. I don't give a damn about the Orioles, man.
Yeah, Mets is gonna go down there too. This week.
Oh yeah, interleague play starts again.
Yep.
And who you guys say? You guys gonna playing the Red Sox?
I'm not sure.
Tampa Bay.
I know we're facing Orioles. We're facing, of course, you guys again.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Minnesota, I think. I think we're facing Minnesota. Indians. Maybe that's about it. Yeah, I think that's about it. Kind of escapes me, but I think that's about it. I don't think we're facing Tigers. I think it's Yankees twice.
Once, you mean?
Twins. No, I mean, I'm talking about the whole season. Because we faced you guys, you know, we beat you 2 out of 3. I don't think you remember that, but beat you 2 out of 3.
Yeah, of course I do.
And then, you know, we got this series come up with you guys at Yankee Stadium. And then we got Twins, Indians, and I forgot who was the last team. It might be Tigers. I'm not sure. And you guys are facing Dodgers. Of course, Mets at Yankee Stadium. What other team are you facing in Interleague?
I don't even know. Then that Dodgers series, I'm looking forward to that. Torrey and Manny and L.A. That's going to be a good series.
Oh, yeah, you reminded me. You Yankee fans act like you never wanted to face any team. You guys want to face the Dodgers so you can beat Torrey.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you guys act like, oh, we face any team. You just admitted it right now. You just reminded me. You guys,
Yankee fans
are saying, oh, we want to face Torrey and the Dodgers so we could beat Manny and Torrey.
That was last year, though. That was last year when, it was Dodgers versus Phillies. We wanted the Dodgers. But, I mean.
Yeah, and you guys act like, oh, we don't care who we face.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, we wanted to face the Dodgers the most, but other than that, we didn't care. I mean,
you guys cared.
Did you see any Yankee fans scared of the Phillies? Come on, please. We know we were gonna wipe the floor with the Phillies, man. Please.
Now you guys are saying that. Now you guys are using your typical Yankee bravado.
Yankee fans were scared of the Phillies last year. Come on now. If I remember correctly, Phillies were the one trash talking and saying they're gonna make us wear some broadcaster's jackets. Come on. So, Yankees are not scared of anybody, please. Well, at least Yankee fans.
Okay.
But yeah, we prefer the Dodgers because of Torrey. I mean, wouldn't you want to beat your old manager in the World Series?
Well, I don't want to beat anybody, you know. Yeah, I wanted to beat my former manager, Joe Torrey, in 2000.
Well, I mean, Torrey didn't even manage the Mets for that long, right?
Well, yeah, but he started his career with the Mets.
I mean, Torrey was with the Yankees for, like, what, 14 years?
I'd say about he was with the Mets, I think, what, 77 to, like, 81, maybe? And with you guys, it was, like, 96 till 2007? Yeah, 2007?
Well, 11, 12 years, yeah.
It was ugly how you guys ended that situation, but that's baseball.
I love Torrey. I wanted him to come back, but, hey, the management had to do what they had to do.
Yep.
And Joe Girardi, I mean, he's been doing good, so I have no problem with it.
Yeah, he's the best manager you guys had since Billy Martin.
Girardi or Torrey?
Torrey. Torrey's the best manager you guys had since Billy Martin.
Yeah. Although Billy Martin was kind of crazy, but... Yankees won today, and hopefully Tampa loses. Or they lost, I don't know. Because I think in the standings, we were 2 games in back of them. So if they did lose, we'll only be 1.5 games behind them today. And hey, in the National League East, it's the Braves, right? The Braves are back? Is it official?
Yeah, Braves are back, but no Mets, you know, got this, you know, continue their major league road dominance with their 22 wins at home. So hopefully they could bring some of that amazing miracle magic, you know, on the road, you know, starting with, you know, the Orioles and, of course, I can't remember what team played in the Bronx. I forgot their name. So hopefully it'll start with those guys and, you know, continue for the rest of the year, and hopefully until October. That's a long way to go.
Okay.
And I guess
you forgot the names of those guys who play in the Bronx. But you'll see when you come down to the Bronx, you'll remember their names.
Yeah, I think you might be referring to the 2008 Yankees.
Just walk around the streets of New York City and look at the caps, and you'll see the names.
Yeah, I know. You guys have your Yankee propaganda all over the city, you know, trying to brainwash the impressionable youth and
people
with your winning and your so-called professionalism and class and all this stuff. Man, the only reason why people love you guys is because you guys win all the time.
We're like Hitler, man. We spread our propaganda.
I wouldn't go that far.
You know? You have communism, then you have Yankeeism.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. Definitely. But, you know, looks like Yankees are, you know, on their way to going to the postseason again, as usual, with the exception of 08. But
hopefully we can the Tampa can start losing, because right now they're leading the division. So
I guess we'll switch gears. We'll hopefully see you know, both teams go deep into the, you know, postseason and let's get their revenge. But we shall see. But I guess we'll switch gears. The only team we actually joined forces with. Of course, you know what I'm talking about.
Don't talk about the Knicks. I mean, they're not playing no more.
Yeah, but this pertains to, you know, the free agency. LeBron James, he's going to meet with pretty much. He's going to have a tour to meet with every team that he's potentially he might potentially sign with. And he had a deal with Nike that he was going to promote. He was going to create a new shoe and release it with the colors of each team he was going to visit. You know, the Knicks and the Lakers. Well, not Lakers, but Clippers, Chicago. You know, all the Newark, New Jersey Nets. But Nike canceled that idea. They didn't like the idea.
Oh, I thought they were going to veto it.
Yeah, they did. They vetoed the idea.
Oh.
Because LeBron was going to try to, you know, he was going to try to, you know, make money off this this situation, you know, going to different teams. And when he goes, the day he goes to, let's say, visit New York, he's going to lead off with New York. And then he's going to go to Chicago and New Jersey. And then after, when he goes to, you know, the other cities that he's rumored to going to, then he's thinking about maybe going to maybe L.A. for the Clippers and maybe Minnesota or something like that. But he's pretty much, you know, using all the teams and he's going to try to make a profit off of it. But I don't know, man. LeBron, he's just using every team pretty much.
Basically, I mean, that wants to come out the colors of all the teams he's going to be visiting, make it put the colors on a sneaker.
Yep. And sell it.
And sell it. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Sure, there ain't no way I'm buying those sneakers unless he comes over here.
Sure. And remember, yesterday you gave me like a choice if I would take a LeBron to the Knicks or
actually,
was it
you
Sasha Gray?
Was it me or was it? I thought it was you that said that, and then I asked you.
Yeah, I was talking about Sasha Gray, and you were giving me choices. Whether I take Sasha Gray or have LeBron come to the Knicks. And I told you I'll take Chris Bosh and Joe Johnson.
Oh, yeah, you did say it, right.
Because, I mean, LeBron, as much as I would want him, I mean, if he doesn't come here, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to cry. And I'd rather have Sasha Gray over him than anytime.
Well, honestly, I mean, you know, we got the, you know, We cleared enough cap space for him, so, I mean, it's up to him now. If you don't sign here, then good luck. We don't need you anymore.
Yep. Nah, it looks like Bulls are going to make a strong push for him, and if the Bulls get him, man, Bulls are probably going to be the best team in the NBA.
They just hired Tom Thibodeau, former Celtic assistant.
And Knicks is
a defensive
coach.
Specialist.
Yeah. They already got like players like Derrick Rose and what's his
Heinrich.
Name? Heinrich, Joakim.
I know what, right?
Luol Deng.
Yep. That's all the Knicks can say after he shoots a last second shot against them.
Yeah. And if they get LeBron, man, they're going to be stacked.
Well, if he goes to the Bulls, good luck trying to continue being in the shadow of Michael Jordan because if he goes to the Bulls, he'll never be Michael Jordan. It don't matter how many titles he wins.
Nope. He's always going to be in the shadow of Michael Jordan.
At least if he came here, you know, it's been a long time since Knicks won in 73, so, you know, he could have just, you know, he could have came here and made his own history, but that's up to him. If he truly wants to be great, but that's up to him. Another way, it's just kind of nauseating how everybody, even Coney Island's offering a deal, or he can ride free wherever he goes. Pretty much everybody, hey, if you come here, we're going to give you this. If you come here, we're going to give you that. Free or unlimited and all this stuff like that. I mean, it's just the rich getting richer, man. You never seen him give it to, you know, a homeless person. Hey, here's a free... Or you could eat past at McDonald's. Nope. You know why? Because it's all about the money. It's all about business. I'm not going to give you something to advertise something, and I'm not going to get nothing out of return. That's just the messed up thing about business. But
yeah, what about McDonald's handing out, you know? Well, I'm sure they have done that in the past. They hand out free meals and stuff, you know?
Yeah, free meal, but not unlimited. I like free pass, you know, to eat whatever you want, anytime you want.
Well, yeah, then again, if they did that, all homeless people would be at McDonald's, and I don't think you'd want to... You don't see them all the time.
They're already at McDonald's. The one I'd be going to, I'd be seeing them at McDonald's. But they don't get no lifetime free pass, that's for sure.
Dude. They just get water, that's it.
Dude. Man, they got to make their own money. They got to pay out their own pocket. They don't get nothing handed to them that I've seen. I mean, there could be some generous people, I mean, hopefully, but I haven't seen that. But that's just the messed up thing about it, you know. Sometimes, you know, people care about, you know, making more money than, you know, what's right. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah, the guy's rich. I mean, he probably is going to be the first billion-dollar athlete the way he's going.
Yeah. The best way he could do it is if he comes to New York, but
mm-hmm.
you know what he's doing.
Like I said, I'll take Sasha Gray over him any day.
I think most people would.
Yeah.
But you know, hopefully he'll come to New York. And
so let's talk about some WWE.
Yeah, you read my mind, my friend. What? Nothing really happened.
I didn't see TNA because I told you that since that incident with Orlando Jordan.
I didn't see TNA either. I don't know.
Because I'm not going to watch TNA for another 3 months after that.
Hmm.
But I can't remember what happened in WWE either.
What were you saying?
I can't remember what happened in WWE either.
Damn. Let me see.
I was home.
R-Truth. Let me see. Didn't he defend his style against, was it
Jericho,
against
right?
Oh, yeah, it was against Jericho.
Yeah.
And he did that weird, you know what I'm talking about? He did like this. He danced all up on him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I know what you're talking
about. It's weird. I don't know what the heck you could call it, what he did. Which one you think is worse? That, what he did all up on Jericho? And then on NXT, you most likely didn't see that. He did the same thing to William Regal.
Oh.
And then, yeah, right. Jericho, as the producer said, that Jericho was also there in at NXT when he did that same, because the producer just said that he must have the hot for Jericho. Right.
Well, NXT, that was the finale, right?
Right.
Didn't that bald guy win?
No, bald guy, you said?
Tall guy, that's it, that tall.
Oh, tall guy, yeah, Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho is, rookie. Mm. Yeah, he won.
Yeah.
And, trying to remember what else.
That guy from I Love New York.
Yeah, he beat out David Alyssa Otunga, a.k.a. Punk from I Love New York, one or two, I can't remember. Or three. You know, one of the I Love New York guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the runner-up.
That guy was whack, Wayne Barrett. He's gonna be a whack. He looks like he's gonna be a whack wrestler.
Yeah, you.
None of these wrestlers look like they have personality. None of them.
Yeah, they don't really. I mean, Daniel Bryan looks like he could be a good wrestler, but then again, they kicked him out because storyline purposes. Because he said that if there's somebody who deserves to be kicked out, it should be him. And here's the weird thing about it. Guess when the NXT Season 2 is going to start?
Season 2 is about to start?
Guess when?
When?
This Tuesday. They had no break. They didn't even have a break, a week break.
Damn.
They didn't even have a hiatus.
I thought it was at least going to start like in the fall, like maybe August or September.
Yeah, of course when I heard it was going to start in October, maybe they said it was going to end in October.
Damn.
Hello. I'm surprised they're already starting already. And now they have new rookies, of course. One of them is Mr. Perfect has a son. But WWE, the dumbest.
Dolph Ziggler?
No. So he has, like, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig's real-life son, They did the dumbest thing. They changed his name from Joe Hennig to Michael McGillicuddy. I'm not making this stuff up.
What?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know why the hell they changed his name.
That's stupid.
This is almost as dumb as them changing Daniel Bryan's name to Daniel Bryan.
That's dumb.
Why? He admitted that he's the son of the Mr. Perfect. Of Mr. Perfect, and they're gonna change his name. What's the point?
That don't make no goddamn sense.
That don't make any sense. I just remembered something on Raw. I don't know if you saw the new stable of Samoan wrestlers.
Oh yeah, I saw them. Yeah.
The female, she's the daughter of Jimmy Superfly Snuka, and the two boys are Rikishi's twin sons.
Oh yeah, I remember you told me that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was surprised that WWE actually, mentioned that was Rikishi's sons, because last time I checked, Rikishi was in TNA. I mean, unless they cut him without me knowing or anything, but they
I thought Rikishi was dead.
Well, he's in TNA, so I guess that's close enough. But
he's in TNA.
He was in TNA, but
oh, I thought he passed away.
No, Rikishi didn't die. What's his name? Umaga died.
Oh,
which was he's related to Rikishi.
Oh yeah, right. It was Umaga.
Yeah. Maybe Umaga and Rikishi are like maybe cousins, or maybe he's his uncle. They're related,
Could be. Yes, because they do look alike.
Oh yeah, no, they are really related. They're both, part of that Samoan. They're somehow related to, the High Chief Peter Maivia.
Oh.
Which is, of course, Rock's, uncle. I mean, grandfather.
Right.
But we'll talk about, more sports stuff and entertainment and other stuff next week. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, to this show. And thank you for Macaulay and the third producer for contributing as usual. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you guys next week.